We've got mail. Absolutely thrilling. Thank you so much for the follow-up article on Sage Volkman in the February 2000 issue. Ever since reading Sage's song from the Ensign, August 1989, I have wept and prayed for Sage, hoping that somehow God could turn this horrible adversity into a blessing for her and those who love her. It was absolutely thrilling to know that this is happening. What a strong and beautiful spirit she is. Elaine Miller, Brazelton, Georgia. A neat idea. I really enjoyed your story, All the Trimmings, in the December 1999 issue. I thought it was really neat for all of the girls to give their hair. Before reading the story, I'd been thinking about donating my hair, too. Thanks for a great story. Eve M. Hosford, via email, from Columbia, South Carolina. Making the connection. I read the article All the Trimmings in the December 1999 issue. The young women in the article inspired me to cut my hair as well. I called the American Cancer Society and found out that I had to donate 12 inches bound in a braid or ponytail. I love my hair, and it was really hard. But thanks to those girls' shining examples from the story, I did it. Thank you for publishing that article. It's good to know that I can connect with other young women through our church's literature. Thank you for always publishing such a wonderful magazine. It's been a great blessing in my life. Rochelle Sullivan, Joplin, Missouri. Friends over popularity. I would especially like to thank you for the article, Too Popular, November 1999. The article helped me realize that popular people are not always happy and that friends are more important than popularity. Keep up the good work. I love the magazine. Adrienne Unkelsbay from Fairfield, Ohio. Now she understands. I would like to thank you for the wonderful magazine that I look forward to every month. I miss it when our subscription runs out and we haven't renewed it yet. In the February 2000 new era, there was a story called The Three Questions. I have taken that type of thing to heart. My friend was killed on her way to lunch one day, and now I understand why my mom wants to know where I am. Let us all remember to let our parents know where we are and tell them we love them. Jennifer Scott, Sandy, Utah, via email. Touched in a special way. Thank you so much for putting the hymn I Know That My Redeemer Lives in the January 2000 new era. I have sung this song countless times, but for the same reason when I read the words in the magazine, they touched me in a special way. I realized I really do know that my Redeemer lives. Heather Gulliver, Santa Maria, California. Not the only ones. I'm really thankful for the opportunity I have to read and enjoy the new era. My testimony and faith are strengthened by reading about so many young women and men all over the world who do their best to live the gospel. I can feel that we're not the only ones who have to get through such troubles during our teenage time, and that we're not so far away. My faith in Christ is what really joins me and what makes us all one in purpose. Keep up your excellent work. Many appreciated. Paula Marguez from Panatogia, Argentina, via email. Note, the new era welcomes your letters. Send them to We've Got Mail, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of the section. We've got mail.